Well, I mean, I came to Buddhism from a tradition that propounds the real existence of phenomena, and talks in terms of a soul or a self, a God, and so on and so forth. All of which are actually closely connected. And so, for me, seeing the teachings of the Buddha nature right at the beginning was confusing, because from the way people sometimes talk about Buddha nature, it sounds like we're getting back to the self, or we're getting back to, you know, the eternal soul and so on. And so for me, the study of Madhyamaka has been extremely valuable. And one can see, actually, at least for a person like me, Madhyamaka has been an excellent preparatory step. You know, and you realize that actually the true understanding of Buddha nature is impossible unless you approach it through the kind of emptiness doctrine that you find in Madhyamaka. That, you know, as Longchenpa will say, even the ground itself is an illusion. There is nothing that you can actually put your finger on as being really existent. And then, having said that, I found that, so that was on the kind of intellectual level, which is, I think, very important, you know, to get the view right. From the level of practice, however, I found the teaching of the Buddha nature very important, even though I have scratched the surface only. And so I remember being told, you know, it was actually, it happened when the Dalai Lama first came to Dordogne in 1991 to teach the Bodhicaryavatara. And somebody had this bright idea of having hot air balloons with prayer flags attached, so they would be floating around in the air. So we were asked to kind of come up with some sort of explanation of what prayer flags are. And so I went and had a long conversation with Jigme Khyentse Rinpoche. And he said, throughout one's kind of journey through samsara, a specific being or a mind stream will do something which is what we will call a virtue. And or then this virtue will have the effect of lessening the obscurations on the Buddha nature. And so the idea is that going back to, you know, the mind-only approach to the relative truth, you know, the inner experience and the outer universe that you perceive are directly connected. And so in proportion that you do virtuous things, virtue of course being in inverted commas, the Buddha nature becomes more apparent. And of course in the case of different beings, the veils on the Buddha nature will be thick or thin depending on their sort of samsaric career kind of thing, what they've managed to accomplish. So it's like it's like what Chandrakirti says in the Madhyamaka Vatara. He says there are some people who, when they just hear emptiness, they hear the teachings on wisdom, they start to cry, their skin stands up. You know, it shows that they are vessels for the teaching. So that they're, in those cases, they are, you know, the Buddha nature is already being activated. And even before that time, as the Buddha nature is activated, the different sort of emblems of the Dharma begin to constellate in the outer experience. So for some people, in this occasion, talking about the Dalai Lama's coming, this will be the first time they see a prayer flag. That means that the prayer flag is actually a manifestation of the Buddha nature. You know, the Buddha nature sort of begins to appear to you. And it, first of all, it's like things that sort of make you cry, things that sort of move you, like, you know, you might see the Dalai Lama and, you know, has this enormous effect. And eventually you will have the right kind of body and intelligence and situation where you can actually hear the teachings themselves. And eventually you will meet the teachings in the form of a teacher, that you will actually meet somebody who you can connect with and who can guide you on the path. That again is the Buddha nature. And then eventually you will meet a master who can actually point out your Buddha nature. And that's the sort of last, you have the appearances of the Dharma on one side, the Buddha nature coming to the surface on the other, and they eventually coincide in the point where the nature is introduced. And when that nature is recognized, then two things happen. You actually see the nature of the mind, and you actually see the teacher as Buddha. No use. And many, you know, many lamtars, you have this, this event is actually described, whether, you know, the yogi or the yogini sees the teacher as being Buddha. So that whole kind of, on the level of practice, you see, even something as comparatively simple as guru yoga is precisely a practice which is bringing out, is developing the Buddha nature from within. And then, you know, in the higher teachings in Trekcha and Togal, for instance, or the visualizations of the Kerim and so on, and practices of Dzogchen, they're all doing this. They're all kind of bringing the, activating the Buddha nature, which is deeply hidden in the mind. That's, you know. from my point of view, that the Buddha nature has been, it's on the level of the practice, on the level of, whereas Madhyamaka has been very important intellectually as a kind of preparation for that.